From the studios of KPCW in Park City, this is The Mountain Life.
I'm Pete Stoughton.
And I'm Lynn Ware Peak.
Whether your mental or physical wellness brings you to the top of the highest peaks,
or you need a little help with the climb,
The Mountain Life, healthy living in the Wasatch.
Well, on May 18th from 5:30 to 7 p.m., an event that is co-sponsored by Communities That Care and Connect Summit County involves local students from Summit County who will share their perspectives on the state of youth mental health and current substance use trends and abuse, for that matter. It's the Ask Me Anything panel. We can all utilize this opportunity to ask our burning questions to these kids who are going to be very open about these issues. Aranza Pedraza is on that panel. She also helped to put together the Youth Mental Health Toolkit. She's joining us along with Heather Curie of Communities That Care to tell us all about it. Aranza and Heather, welcome to The Mountain Life.
Hi, thanks for having us.
Well, it's wonderful to have you. Heather, let's start with you. Can you tell us about what is this mental health toolkit for kids?
Sure. So I'll just back it up a little bit. I am Heather Curie, of course, I'm the communications specialist for Communities That Care. And our mission is to foster a culture of health and wellness for youth and their families through prevention, especially with regard to suicide and underage substance use. And we received a generous a donation from Sunrise Rotary to create a youth mental health toolkit. And we quickly realized that the best way to go about that is to center the youth voice. And so we created a small youth focus group to guide us in the process and help us understand how to make something that is going to be helpful. And so I'm glad we have Aranza here to help us talk about that.
And so you gathered these kids together. And Aranza, this is where you come in, and you worked on this mental health toolkit. For you, what are the things that are most crucial to sustaining mental health for young people?
Well, yeah. Hi. So I'm Aranza Pedraza. I'm a sophomore here at Park City High School. And yeah, so I think the most important parts to that really helps sustain mental health for us youth. We really need our support from parents and the people around us, like including our teachers, our mentors, our coaches. They play such an important part in our lives that we really need them, and we need their support. We need for them to be here for us and to tell us that, you know, it's okay for us to have, you know, difficulties with our mental health because it's part of life. And just in general, having access to these resources, such as the toolkit, that's why we made it in the first place. That plays such a big role in, you know, just aiding our mental health.
Aranza, we are so proud of you and respectful of the fact that you are willing to speak in front of such a large crowd. And I guess the first question is that I have, what is the current status? What's the state of the union here locally amongst students for their mental health?
Well, obviously it's just based on my observations, but it has been a very rough year for all of us. School has been totally different. You know, we're all still getting our vaccines. Everything's, you know, we're still trying to go back to normal. But just adjusting to all of this, you know, not being able to do the things, you know, the partaking in the usual or the average high school experience, it has been pretty hard on all of us. And just adjusting to, you know, going remote for a while, things like that. It's also been, you know, strained relationships with families. That hasn't been easy for many students. So I think we're still recovering. We're still recovering. Thankfully we have access to the vaccine. We have access to so many wonderful resources, really. We're very thankful for that here at Park City High School. We have great counselors, great teachers that are very understanding, that are willing to work with us. But in general, yeah, it's been hard to adjust.
Thank you, Aranza. And Heather, where do you imagine most of the participants or the people who will be coming to join, are they going to be mostly parents, students, general community members? Who do you anticipate, and who would be the target audience as they're listening right now?
Yes, thank you. I imagine there will be a lot of parents there, but we encourage everyone to come. This is helpful for parents, trusted adults, teachers, peers. This youth panel is committed in this community conversation to everyone's success in their roles in this community by having a stronger understanding of what it's like to be a teen these days.
If you're just joining us on The Mountain Life, we're joined by Heather Curie from Communities That Care, along with Aranza Pedraza, who is a student at Park City High School. She has worked on the Youth Mental Health Toolkit. She's also a panelist on the upcoming Ask Me Anything panel. It's coming up on May 18th. That's next Tuesday. It's from 5:30 to 7 p.m. And, you know, I don't even know. I'm assuming this is a virtual event. Is that right, Heather?
Yes, this is a free webinar.
Okay.
We will have you go to ctcsummitcounty.org. To access that, you'll click on our events section, and that will take you to registration.
Can you tell me, Heather, a little bit about who is on the panel? What's the makeup? How did you choose the kids that will be on the panel?
Yeah, we reached out within our networks, within the school district, and Peace House, and other nonprofits that are youth serving organizations, and the kids reached out to us for the most part. And you'd be surprised how many students are interested in offering their perspective. So we have a panel of four high schoolers from various high schools. We've prepared a number of questions for them. So we'll open it up with a conversation between myself and the students. And the last 30 minutes or so will be opened up to the public to dig in with their questions.
You know, I attended this when it was live at the Jim Santee Auditorium a handful of years ago, and it was such an impactful event, one of the most impactful of the entire year. And I think it was because the students were just so courageous. They literally were being asked, you know, very respectful questions, but very difficult questions to answer. What do you expect some of the questions to be?
We'll be asking them about what current challenges they're facing and what brings them hope and what's working for them and what they need. And I'm sure just in conversation, if you don't come to the student panel with your own questions, you're probably going to have some as you listen along. They will come up for you.
Mm-hmm. So, Aranza, could you talk to us a little bit about substance use and abuse among your peers at Park City High School, for example? You know, what are you seeing? What are students abusing? What are they doing?
Well, I haven't really seen a lot of this firsthand, but I have heard of a lot of Juuls, also vaping, smoking weed. Those are the most common substances, although I assume there might be more different kinds of substances being used among these groups. I think mostly these aren't like used in schools. I think they're mostly used as sort of recreational for the most part, but of course that sort of the desire to connect with peers, peer pressure, all of that, parties, is especially harmful to us students. So, yeah, I think that's definitely part of it. Mental health absolutely ties into substance abuse. If we really feel very lonely, we want to connect with our, you know, with our classmates in some way, with our friends. And yet we also feel very overwhelmed with life. We might turn to substance abuse rather than, you know, talking it out. If we live in very, you know, environments where we don't feel very comfortable, that might be what we turn to.
And there has been an increase nationwide for students amongst substance abuse and suicide. What do you hope to achieve at this discussion with parents?
I think mostly we just want to help them understand where we come from. I really want to emphasize is communication, because sometimes we just feel like we can't talk to our parents about these things, and that just creates a very harmful stigma to us, and it really just completely, it can ruin a relationship altogether. So I think the most important part, I really want to emphasize the communication bit. Yeah.
And with the with a format like this, are you hoping to maybe springboard into some parenting discussions, student discussions that might kind of grow naturally out of it?
I really hope so. Yeah, I think it definitely starts in events like that. Sort of parents talking to their children about these things can really decrease the stigma, because here at school, you know, we do have assemblies every now and then, or, you know, mental health month, where we really emphasize these. But broadly speaking, we don't talk about this very often. And if our parents set that, you know, example of, you know, this is okay to talk about, this is, it's okay to feel this way, and it's okay for you to express this with the people that you care about and the people that care about you. Absolutely. Yeah, that could definitely create, you know, sort of a wave effect here within the student population.
Aranza Pedraza is a sophomore at Park City High School. She will be on the Ask Me Anything panel. Heather Curie is also our guest from Communities That Care. Heather, can you remind us how to sign up for the event on Tuesday night?
Yes, thank you. We'll have you go to the Communities That Care website. That's ctcsummitcounty.org, and that will be on the events page. You'll register there.
Okay, wonderful.
And also on our website, that is where you can download the Youth Mental Health Toolkit at the bottom of the page.
That was going to be my final question. I'm wondering, at this point, the Mental Health Toolkit is just available online. It's downloadable. Do you also have copies of it somewhere if people just want to stop by and grab a copy?
We're pretty paperless. Mm-hmm. With that right now, but I'm open to discussing that further. Absolutely.
Okay. For the meantime, just download it as we
online.
Do. I don't really know why I asked that question. Sometimes I just like to have something paper in my
hands.
Use
your Kindle.
Am I archaic? I don't know.
No, okay. I like flipping the pages.
Yeah. All right. Aranza and Heather, thank you so much for joining us on The Mountain Life. And best of luck. We're really excited about the panel.
Thank you so much, ladies, and good luck.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for tuning into this episode of The Mountain Life.
If you enjoyed the show, make sure you subscribe, rate us, and leave us a comment.
If you have an idea for a future show, email us at mountainlife@kpcw.org.
We hope you'll bring your green smoothie and join us next week for The Mountain Life.